Thank you, Mr. Chairperson. My name is Pirbulal Satyani. I am a Hindu religious minority in Pakistan and representing the Pakistan Dalit Solidarity Network. In Pakistan, religious minorities, particularly Hindus, scheduled caste, known as Dalit, are more vulnerable to both natural and man-made disasters. In particular, Hindu Dalits live in highly vulnerable places that are prone to all kinds of disasters, such as rural areas without proper housing facilities. Hundreds of thousands of Dalits were affected by the floods in Pakistan 2010 and 11, and many of them were denied access to relief camps, as well as other forms of discrimination when seeking assistance. It was noted that caste discrimination is severely inhibiting Dalit access to relief aid. The Dalits are turned away from relief camps and have to live and sleep in open air. Flood water and blankets are also diverted so that they do not reach to Dalits. Mr. Chairperson, to avoid the recurrence of the situation I described above, we call to the government of Pakistan and international humanitarian actors to consider and include Dalits and minorities as a vulnerable groups in the Pakistan National Policy Guideline on Vulnerable Groups in Disaster, to reach out to the vulnerable Dalit communities in disaster through Dalit and minority representative volunteers and local NGOs. They should also be involved in the preparedness activities and response plans. It is a positive note that government of Sindh Pakistan has taken a key action and passed two important pending laws this week. One is Minority Rights Commission Bill 2015, and second is the Criminal Law Protection of Minority Bill 2016. We appreciate government of Sindh and Pakistan for these positive actions, but demand same legislation in other provinces in Pakistan and ensure that the selection of the Minority Rights Commission members should be impartial, fair, and after consultation with all civil society organizations. Mr. Chairperson, despite all the challenges and issues we face, our struggle will continue so as to protect and promote the rights of religious minorities and Dalits who are more vulnerable in our